and ye shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell, and trade ye therein, and get ye possessions therein. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. But if they will not pass over with you armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. And there was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel, and the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. And their possessions and habitations were Bethel and the towns thereof, and eastward Naaran, and westward Gezer with the towns thereof, Shechem also and the towns thereof unto Geza and the towns thereof. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possessions in their cities were the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the Nethinims. Moreover, he provided him cities and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, for God had given him substance very much. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also, I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. He went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, and he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously.